Do you wonder whether you are worthy of God's favor? What does it take to earn God's favor? Wouldn't you like to be able to declare with absolute certainty, I am blessed with God's favor? The Bible tells us that God surrounds the righteous with his favor, which means if you are righteous, then you are blessed with God's favor. But how do you know if you're righteous? Well, I'm not only going to settle whether you're righteous, but I'm also going to explain why God's favor is such a blessing. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm here to read a bit of scripture, give you a declaration from that scripture, and repeat it with you to empower your tongue with truth. Now, I absolutely love the promise that I'm going to be sharing today from Psalm 5:12. I'm going to read it from the New International Version. Surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. I just love how that verse begins with surely. In other words, there is no doubt about it. The Lord God absolutely does bless the righteous and surround them with favor, which means if you're righteous, then you can declare, I am blessed with God's favor. Now, you know, I want you to say that with me this time. I am blessed with God's favor. Now, we need to settle whether the promise of God's favor is yours to claim before we talk about what a huge blessing it is to be blessed with the favor of God. So, let's start with this important fact found in Scripture. Faith alone makes us righteous. I'm sad to say that too many people think that they need to do good things and refrain from doing bad things in order to be righteous. But the Bible teaches us that our good works do not make us righteous. Only God can make us righteous. The Bible says, when people work, their wages are not a gift, but something they have earned. But people are counted as righteous, not because of their work, but because of their faith in God, who forgives sinners. Now, all the way back in the book of Genesis, we learn that our faith makes us righteous, not our works. In fact, right before the verse that I just read out of the New Testament book of Romans, Paul quoted from the story about Abraham. He was the founder of the Jewish nation, the patriarch of the Jews. Paul wrote, "What did Abraham discover about being made right with God? If his good deeds had made him acceptable to God, he would have had something to boast about. But that was not God's way. For the scriptures tell us Abraham believed God and God counted him as righteous because of his faith." Now, I don't want you taking my word for it that faith alone makes us righteous. And that's why I'm relying heavily on these verses from Romans chapter 4. It makes the point for me. If you struggle to believe that you've been made right with God through faith alone, then I encourage you to read the entire book of Romans. But for now, I'm going to read just a few more verses out of chapter 4. Because of Abraham's faith, God counted him as righteous. And when God counted him as righteous, it wasn't just for Abraham's benefit. It was recorded for our benefit too, assuring us that God will also count us as righteous if we believe in him, the one who raised Jesus our Lord from the dead. He was handed over to die because of our sins, and he was raised to life to make us right with God. My friend, if you've been made righteous by your faith in God, then you can declare, I am blessed with God's favor. Now, if you didn't say it with me earlier, you know I want you to say it with me now. If you've been saved by grace, declare it with me. I am blessed with God's favor. Now, before I move on to explain why God's favor is such a blessing, I have a favor to ask of you. Would you give me a thumbs up to let me know that you like this message? I also invite you to subscribe and click or tap the bell for notifications. And please consider leaving me a comment about your greatest takeaway from this message. Now, here's what I want you to remember about the promise from Psalm 5, verse 12. Again, God surrounds us with his favor as with a shield. So, why is that such a big deal? I mentioned this is one of my favorite verses. Why is it such a blessing that God's favor surrounds us as with a shield? It's because the favor of God protects us. When God surrounds us with his favor, we are shielded from the harmful effects of people's attitudes towards us. We are able to stand firm among shifting opinions, knowing that popularity pales in comparison to the favor of God. Now, people may tell you that you're not worthy, but God will never, ever feel that way about you. If you have been made righteous by your faith, then God has promised to surround you with his favor. You don't have to do anything to earn God's favor. You are favored simply because you are loved. Now, I have a friend who regularly jokes with me about which one of us is God's favorite. The truth is, we both are, and you are favored too. I want that to sink in. I want you to know that you are worthy of God's favor. God's favor is worth having because it protects you. Once that you have been made righteous by faith, you can claim the promise that you are surrounded by God's favor. And when God surrounds you with his favor, he opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. Sometimes the blessing of his favor comes wrapped in unattractive packages. Sometimes his blessings are disguised, but God has promised to surround you with his favor as with a shield. His shield of protection may mean that he shuts a door that you wanted opened, or he opens one that you would rather keep shut. But God has a purpose and a plan, and it has nothing to do with whether you are worthy, because God already knows that you are. You're worthy. Instead, it has everything to do with the fact that you have been made righteous by faith. And when you fall out of favor, especially if it's because of your faith in God, remember that the favor of God protects us. So stand firm and hold your head up high. You are one of God's favorites, and he loves you more than you know. Whenever you feel surrounded or out of favor with the world, declare the truth of Psalm 5, 12. I am blessed with God's favor. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we don't have to do anything to be loved by you. You already love us. In fact, the scripture says that even when we were still sinners, that you demonstrated your love for us in this, that you sent Jesus to die for us. You loved us so much. You loved the world so much that you gave your one and only Son, that whoever believes in him would not die, would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Talk about favor. Talk about love. God, that is incredible love and favor. And it shows us that we are worthy. Again, I love how the verse starts out. Surely, surely, Lord, you bless the righteous, and we are made righteous by our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So God, we ask that your favor would be a shield about us today. Lord, that we wouldn't worry about the opinions of others, that we wouldn't gauge our worth by how popular we are, but instead, Lord, we would know that we are favored by you, Lord, and that you protect us. You open doors and you close doors, God, for our good and according to your will and your perfect plan. So, Father, help us keep in step with you. Help us to trust you. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your favor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I want to thank you so much for watching today. This episode shared something that David, King David, said way back in Psalm 5 about who is blessed, the righteous, and the fruit of that blessing, which of course is God's favor and protection. If you'd like to hear who Jesus called blessed, then I recommend my episode about the Beatitudes. I'm going to provide a link to that one, and I hope that you'll watch it. Also, subscribe and click or tap the bell for notifications. And I always want you to share. Think of someone that you would like to bless. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.